Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich wants to make it a crime to sell or rent graphically violent or sexual video games to minors. As NPR's David Shaper reports, it's a step other states have tried before with little success.
Blagojevich is proposing legislation to prohibit the sale, rental, or distribution of video games with graphic sexual or violent content to anyone in Illinois under the age of 18. Video game manufacturers already rate their games, M for mature and intended for those over 18. T means it should be okay for teens, but they are only guidelines, and mature games are often sold to and played by children. And Blagojevich says those rated teen don't tell parents much about how graphic the content may be. He says his legislation would make clear exactly what should be off limits to kids.
If it's realistic depiction of human-on-human violence that includes dismemberment, beheading, amputation, you know, that sort of thing, that will not be permissible, irrespective of what the rating is. If there's graphic sexual content, and that's defined as how we define pornography, nudity, full frontal, all of that, then that won't be permitted, and it won't matter what the ratings are.
Blagojevich says these video games are harmful to children, and the state should be able to restrict sales to minors, just as it does with tobacco, alcohol, and pornographic materials. But David Veit, president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, disagrees.
We cannot be held accountable for the lack of oversight on the part of parents.
Veit says Blagojevich is trying to make retailers the violence and sensitivity police for the state, and adds retailers have on their side recent court rulings striking down similar statutes in other cities and states. But many parents say they wouldn't mind a little help in keeping their kids away from graphic video games. At the public library in the Chicago suburb of Naperville, where Blagojevich announced the proposal, many parents say they support it. Rochelle Kitchen, mother of a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old, says even when parents check out games, they will probably miss the most graphic content, which she says kids encounter as they progress further in the game.
That's kind of the prize. If you get to this level, then you get to kill this thing in this manner. And that's not something that a parent is going to openly discover watching for even a half an hour, because it's a progressive thing.
But Julie Lichter, parent of 13, 17, and 19-year-old children, takes a different view.
I don't feel that the state legislature can do a good job of dictating to parents on how to raise our children. We're putting our responsibility as a parent now onto a retailer. That is not going to work.
In July, a federal judge struck down Washington State's ban on selling violent video games to minors, calling it too broad and a violation of free speech because it banned violence against police officers but not other depictions of violence. Courts have struck down similar laws passed in St. Louis and Indianapolis, but Blagojevich says Illinois will learn from those rulings and will craft a law that is constitutional. Blagojevich says he and his staff are still working with legislators in drafting specific language, which he says will be introduced into the Illinois legislature early next year. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.